You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the Mutual Audio Network.
The gateway and transmission to the Mutual Audio Network is open, Jim. Are you ready?
I was born ready, Professor.
Good man. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Wednesday Wonders. I'm Perky Marlins of Mutual of Audio's Sonic Kingdom. After we repelled last week's attack from the evil Shadow Sonic Audio Walkers, we've tracked them down to, well, what appears to be a prisoner of war camp, where captured stories have been held and parasitized by these horrible beings. When we saw what was being done to these innocent stories, Jim took it as a personal affront. You all may not be aware of this, but before he became my assistant, Jim was a 1980s action hero. When such things stopped being, well, politically correct, Jim went to night school to flush out his credentials, and he's been a valued member of my team ever since. But those old skills of his are definitely coming in handy on this excursion. Sometimes the only answer to something is an old-fashioned butt-kicking. Metaphorically speaking, as you can't really kick anyone with a Mark 153 shoulder-launched multipurpose assault weapon. Jim has planned out his one-man assault to the microsecond, and soon he will be freeing the three stories that have been held captive in this horrible nightmare of a place. Those stories will then be drawn into the gateway that we've prepared, back to the Mutual Audio Network building, where they will be free to roam the audioverse and make their way to your loving ears, hearts, and minds. Ah, here comes the first one now. It's Far Horizons 102, Cause and Consequences, in which Professor Baker conducts an experiment that will have a profound effect on the crew of the Art Bell. Wow, Jim's really showing them what's what. The second story is now free. It's Rendezvous, Part 2, from Wesley Clifford, famed for Stargate Cafe and other science fiction comedy audio dramas. This is the second of a three-part feature. Jim's done it, folks. The third story is free, and this POW camp is going down. The third story is Claiborne Number 6, which continues the story of Thompson and the town of Claiborne. Thompson is an American holidaying in New Zealand after his breakup nearly led to a breakdown. He receives a message from his employer, multinational communication giant Kessler Industries, that there's a problem at their satellite station up in the far north of the country. And since he's over there anyway, he should check it out. The problem is, well, problem doesn't even begin to describe it. Ah, the smell of sonic napalm in the multiversal morning. Smells like narrative victory. We're going to make sure that these beings are stopped before they can come for your audio children. And we're going to put an end to this threat once and for all. In the meantime, if you feel unsafe, just listen to all the other days' worth of shows here in the Mutual Audio Network, where we listen and imagine together. Because no one is getting left behind on our watch.
We interrupt this Wednesday Wonders broadcast to wish a wonderful and happy birthday to my fellow amigo, Mutual Audio Network partner, and damn good friend, Jeffrey Billard. Happy birthday, Jeff, and all drinks and food are free for you today at the 9th floor Tiki Bar. Just keep your hands away from the mouths of the orcs. Now back to our broadcast.